royal aspirant Rafik Ulfo comes to the defense of the late dictator's son, presidential candidate Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Senatorial bet Nery Colmenares welcomes the endorsements he received from presidential candidate Senator Manny Pacquiao and labor leader Lodi de Guzman. We'll talk to attorney Colmenares later on in the program. We'll also be speaking to another senatorial aspirant, TV host Joseph Peter Jopet Sison of Aksyon Demokratiko. Metro Manila mayors set to release guidelines on allowing minors out of their homes. And another huge oil price hike set for Tuesday. Hi, I'm Carmina Constantino. Dateline Philippines begins right now. Hey, thanks for joining us. And for those of you watching us on YouTube and on Facebook, glad you could join us today. We begin with the latest on the 2022 race. Senatorial candidate Rafik Ulfo stirring up controversy. That's after the popular broadcaster came to the defense of presidential aspirant Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Ulfo says the son of the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos should be given a chance to get out of his father's shadow and prove himself. Ulfo admits he is in talks with a younger Marcos to be a guest candidate.
Kasalanan ng tatay. Bakit maging kasalanan ng anak? Why would he apologize for something that he didn't do? Kasi nga sabi ko sa'yo, nangyari na yun sa akin yan, ilang beses na may mga issue ang mga kapatid ko, iba't ibang mga kapatid ko. And yet, itinuturo sa akin na kasabot ako at sinasabihan din ako na mag-sorry ka, mag-isolid nyo yan, etc. etc. So sinasabi ko, why? Heck, why? Anong kinalaman ko dyan? Ba't ako mag-sorry? At ba't ko i-sorry yung mga kung ano ng mga issue tungkol sa mga kapatid ko? I don't have anything to do with it.
Ulfo is currently a guest candidate of the senatorial slate under the Lacson-Sotos tandem. He reveals he was even offered by another presidential aspirant, Senator Manny Pacquiao, to be his running mate. Should he win in the 2022 polls, Ulfo vows to champion the rights of poor Filipinos and workers.
Yes, I admit, wala akong karanasan sa lawmaking. However, marami akong karanasan sa pagtugon, pakikinig at pagtugon, pag-aksyon sa mga problema ng ating mga kababayan, ng mga Pilipino. So, meron akong first-hand experience because nakaka-face-to-face ko sila. Hindi ko na kailangan pang kumuha ng mga researcher para alamin kung ano mga problema sa Luzon, anong problema sa Visayas, mga kababayan at sa Mindanao. Alam ko na halos mga problema nila. Masakit man, pakinggan. Kapag mahirap ka, madaling malampaso ang iyong mga karapatan. Wala kang kalaban-laban pagdating sa batas. Lalo pa kung ang kabangga mo ay mga mayaman na influensya at makapangyarihan. Now, when I get there sa Senate, I'll pass legislations to level the playing field.
The 2022 senatorial race continues to shape up as political parties continue to fill up their slates. Aksyon Demokratiko lost one candidate in veteran journalist Noli De Castro, who withdrew. But the party immediately found a replacement in another TV personality, the host of Ipaglaban Mo, Joseph Peter Jopet Sison, and he now joins us here on the program. Jopet, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Carmina. Thanks for having me. And Thank you.
Okay, so let's get on with the discussion. All this last-minute changing of a candidate, how has it affected your life so far? I mean, we were trying to get to as early as next week, but I think the day after, you were on the stage in Batangas already as
yes,
a senatorial
right.
candidate.
That's right. I was set to run for congressman in my district, in the 4th district of Quezon City, but with the changes, I had to adjust. And now I'm in the process of completing the documentation for the filing of the substitute certificate of candidacy as senator.
You could have declined, Jopet. Why did you say yes?
I was really in the short list by the party for this particular position. And I have been with the party not that long. But for me to be able to be part of the Aksyon Demokratiko, we went through several interviews and seminars and reading materials. And I find the party and its ideals, its visions, very much what is needed by the country right now.
Okay, let's take a moment now to take a look at your history. You were first part of the Liberal Party, and then you moved to BPP Laban, and now you're with Aksyon Demokratiko. Tell us, what does this tell the public about you?
I have been with the Liberal Party from the beginning of my service as a politician. I came from the barangay level, Carmina. So for the longest time, I was with the Liberal Party. This was the times when it was really, the membership was, they call it kasha sa bitel. Maliit lang na, maliit na membership. When President Pinoy was elected, he was part of the Liberal Party. I was eased out. I was not invited from the meetings. And as chairman of LP Quezon City then, I was eased out of the party. So for a time, I was homeless until I was invited again to run citywide for vice mayor. And it was part of a group that espoused changes in the city. So I became a member of the PD. Now, I am joining Aksyon. I was invited to this party because I find their vision of people's participation very much what is needed by the country. It is immediate action, people's participation, democratic processes. I think that is the solution that we're looking for in the problems besetting the country now.
You said you were invited, so you didn't seek them out.
No, I was invited to join the Aksyon Demokratiko.
And you said,
this was before. We formed a group in Quezon City urging Mayor Isko Moreno to run for president.
Mm. And you said you believe in the ideals of the party. Tell us how it differs from the ideals you once had when you were part of BDP Laban and also when you were part of the Liberal Party.
Well, the ideals of Liberal Party are laudable. It boasts of liberal thinking. It accepts different concepts and ideologies that we see should be implemented to benefit the country. The difference with Aksyon Demokratiko, I think, is this portion of the democratic process and the people's participation, plus immediate action. I think that spells a lot of difference because, details consultation with the people before you draft any particular idea or proposal or legislation or law. There should be people's participation, consultation, so that the laws you pass would benefit directly the individuals. And of course, this portion on action. Kailangan natin yan, Carmine, is immediate action. And that's why also I want to join the group of Isko Moreno, because I saw that in 2 years' time, being familiar with how government is run, being familiar with how city governments are run, in 2 years' time for you to be able to accomplish these projects, I think that is what is needed now by the country.
You speak of what you admire in Aksyon Demokratiko, basically saying that what it offers now is new politics, but then you juxtapose that with what people have been saying about your principal, that he is nothing but a secret candidate of number one, the Dutertes, and also he has questionable ties with the Marcoses. What do you say about that?
I really don't know, Carmina, where that is coming from. I don't know where that is coming from. The direction of ISCO and Aksyon Demokratiko is for us to focus on the people. All right, during politics, there are squabbles between political families. Isang tabi na natin yan. Let's focus on people, on services, not political squabbles of families. We have been doing that for the past 3 decades. And so I think the direction is laudable, that now we look at the problems, we look at how we will solve them, and propose this to the people directly, setting aside political squabbles and political differences of warring families, which we have been experiencing for decades on.
Tell me something, Jopet. Is this something that's part of the process of Aksyon Demokratiko that you whittle down the darkest period in our history as just a squabble among families, disregarding all those who have died, all those who have disappeared, all those who have been tortured under the Marcos regime?
We will never, Carmina, we will never disregard that. We will never disregard atrocities, human rights violation, never. What I'm saying is that these incidents, okay, happened 30 years back, and we do not look only on those. We go on with succeeding administrations, with Cory, Erap, Ramos, even Pinoy. All incidents during these times, we should account for all, or we should account for all human rights violations during these times also. We are not disregarding anything.
But for you to say that it's a squabble between families, isn't that disregarding?
Yes, that's what we see now. That's what we see. That we are that one camp is running, so that one camp will not win. That came from their statement. So you do not run just to prevent someone from winning. We run in order to serve the people and see what is needed by the country, and that's what we're doing.
What is needed at this point?
If you will see, Carmina, we are in the middle of a pandemic. We have to realign all our resources towards addressing this pandemic. Poverty is everywhere, and people are desperate for government's assistance. For us to do that, government should step in. And that is what we should focus on, not preventing one family from winning or one candidate from winning just because we don't want them to be in power.
But if that candidate, and we're talking about the Marcoses here, let's just call a spade a spade. If the Marcoses run and eventually win, what kind of a situation do you think would befall upon the Philippines then?
Yeah, we're offering our administration, the administration of Isko Moreno, because we want this administration to succeed, not the camp of Marcos. We do not want that. That's why we're offering our services. And right now, I think the better choice and the viable candidate is Isko Moreno.
And talking about Mayor Isko Moreno, there are talks that your headquarters is in disarray. How would you counter that? What are your thoughts regarding that? Because number one, you have, you know, the withdrawal of former Vice President Noli De Castro, and that's why you're there, where you're at right now. You also have Cesar Chavez leaving HQ. Prior to that, people were pointing to Congresswoman Vilma Santos, that didn't push through, and that was a major sign. And then just about now, 30 minutes ago, you have former Solicitor General Pilo Hilbay resigning from Aksyon Demokratiko. How would you answer that?
I'm not privy to the conversations or to the circumstances leading to their resignation from the party or from the group. But I was informed that for VP Noli and Cesar Chavez, it's really for personal reasons. So yeah, for the others, I have no sufficient information to give my opinion.
By the way, who else will be joining you in this slate, Jopet?
For the party, for Aksyon Demokratiko, that's it. Three. We have three candidates because the period for filing of certificate of candidacy have lapsed. Mm-hmm. And for you to be able to substitute, it should be done by the party. So we only have three Aksyon Demokratiko members. So that's it. Now, if the party or Mayor Isko would decide to adopt guest candidates, well, we are in that process of deliberating on that.
So it's you and then the two others are?
Yeah, Samira Gutok.
Yeah.
And Carl Balita.
Correct. Now, we're talking about guest candidates here. When the various tandems revealed their senatorial slate before we broke into the weekend last week, a lot of people were really left dumbfounded as there were names appearing several times in the tandems roster as well. First of all, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think there are five names common in both slates.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I could not really speak for them or for their intentions, but it's probably to project strength for their lineup, as those five are, I think, incumbent, and they believe that those five are would be strong contenders for the positions.
Mm. But if you are espousing new politics and a new way to do things, and that's the primary reason why you joined Aksyon Demokratiko, if those names appear in the slate, what does that then tell you about your party?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they have not appeared in our slate.
But if they do.
Yes. And I know that the party, there is a search committee, and that they want to come up with additional names in order to fill the position. I could not jump the gun for now.
But if you were to be asked, do you just put names there in order to fill the positions, or do you stick by the principles by which you joined Aksyon Demokratiko, given that, as you said a while ago, this is a new way of doing things, this a new way of blazing the path for this country?
Definitely, I do not agree that we should put names just to fill in the position. When I entered Aksyon Demokratiko, I was interviewed on my positions on several issues and legislative agendas. Mm. I would expect that Aksyon Demokratiko would do the same in coming up with guest candidates for the position.
Mm. But if and when that happens, Chompet, what are you going to do?
If it happens and I'm consulted, then I would voice my opinion on the names or the potential guest candidates that would be put in.
And what would you tell them?
I would tell them of the principles of the party, and that we are after change. We focus on service to the people, what is good for the country. And we ask them what are their positions and what have they done if they are incumbents, what have they done towards this direction? And probably from there we can decide.
And we're going to have to leave it at that. Jopet Susan, their senatorial candidate for Aksyon Demokratiko. Thank you for joining us today. Take care. Keep safe.
Thank you, Carmina. Thank you.
We're going to take a break now. Up ahead, the pilot testing of COVID-19 vaccinations for minors going smoothly. More on that when we come back. You're watching Dateline Philippines here on ANC. We'll be right back. And we're back. You're still with Dateline Philippines here on ANC. Here's another look at our headlines this noon. Senatorial aspirant Rafi Tulfo comes to the defense of the late dictator's son, presidential candidate Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Metro Manila mayor set to release guidelines on allowing minors out of their homes. And another huge oil price hike set for today. Back with more news, another departure from presidential candidate Francisco Isko Moreno Dumagoso's Aksyon Demokratiko. Former Solicitor General Florin Pilo Hilbay has announced his resignation from the party. Hilbay said he is quitting Aksyon Demokratiko to support the presidential bid of Vice President Lenny Robredo. Hilbay adds he believes Robredo is a better candidate than Moreno in the 2022 polls. Moreno's camp also recently lost broadcaster Noli De Castro, who withdrew from the Senate race, and the Manila mayor's chief of staff, Cesar Chavez, who resigned. Mayors in Metro Manila expected to release clearer guidelines on where children are allowed to go under Alert Level 3. The mayors have agreed that those 17 years old and below should be permitted to go outside to buy essential goods such as food and medicine. They can also go out to exercise. But San Juan Mayor Francis Zamora says minors are still barred from malls and restaurants.
Pwedeng magda-dine-in sila. Because that will already require them to remove their masks and eat amongst a group of people in a restaurant.
Metro Manila sees a decrease in the number of areas under granular lockdown, the Interior and Local Department says. From 303 affected areas at the start of the month, that figure is now down to 139.
Malaki po ang pagbaba. Consistent po ito sa mga datos natin sa case transmission and increase in vaccination dito sa National Capital Region.
Meanwhile, the Philippine government eases the quarantine restrictions over the provinces of Bulacan, Apayao, and Capiz. These areas will be placed under general community quarantine beginning today until the end of the month. Bulacan and Apayao were initially placed under modified enhanced community quarantine last week. Capiz was previously under GCQ with heightened restrictions. The pilot testing of COVID-19 vaccination for minors in Metro Manila going smoothly. That's according to Health Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere. She says around 1,500 children have been inoculated so far. Vergere adds only a handful of those who received the jabs had issues, but they were all manageable and attended to immediately. The health official is optimistic. Vaccination of minors nationwide could happen in a few weeks.
As we do this pilot, tinitignan po natin ano, what can still be improved in our processes. So meron po tayong nakalinya na nagagawin natin na pagkatapos nitong mga nasa ospital na ginawa natin, we will be rolling out into our local government vaccination center. So siguro po in 2 to 3 weeks, titignan natin kung pwede na po sa ibang lugar.
The health department, meanwhile, reminds the public not to let its guard down against the pandemic amid the loosening of quarantine measures.
Nakikita natin na ang mga tao talaga ay naglalabasan na. And ang atin lang pong paalala talaga ay let us try to comply with the safety protocols para hindi na ho tayo bumalik dun sa dati na pagtaas ng mga kaso.
The Philippines recorded 6,913 new COVID infections Sunday. It's the lowest daily tally since August 3rd. The positivity rate is also at its lowest since July at 12.5%. Active cases stand at around 81,000. The Department of Health also reported 95 new deaths. Meanwhile, the ICU utilization rate in Metro Manila is in the safe zone as it fell below 60%. But the Philippine College of Physicians says ICUs are still quite full. Former party list lawmaker Nery Colmenares thanks presidential aspirant Senator Manny Pacquiao and labor leader Leody de Guzman for including him in their Senate slates. That's as Colmenares remains one of the candidates for the final spot in Vice President Lenny Robredo's own senatorial lineup that's being considered. Attorney Colmenares now joins us here on the program. Nery, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Fermina. Thank you. Salamat po.
All right. So I was reading your statement that you sent out after Leody de Guzman and Senator Manny Pacquiao included you in their senatorial slate. You said, "We value such unconditional endorsement after the two included you in their slate." What exactly did you mean by that? Unconditional endorsement, Nery?
Well, when Senator Manny Pacquiao and even Leody de Guzman included me in their slate, they did not really impose anything on me. They just said that I could bring the agenda of the workers, for example, in the case of DOD, to the legislature. So for me, that was a very positive sign, especially since there is a call for unity and pro-people candidates, and like me, of course, is included in the various presidential slate, if only to ensure that there is a unified, if not presidential, at least certain senators or legislators are included in their slate. So that's what I meant when they included me in their slate without any imposition at all, except that, of course, I stay true to my platform and to my advocacies in favor of the Filipino people, which is what Makabayan values, no? Because we have members, we have constituencies from the farmers and the workers, and that is the main thing that is very important for us in any of our actions as Makabayan candidates.
Oh, we do know that you are one of those who's being considered by Team Robredo and Pangilinan to include in their senatorial slate. We do know that the deliberations continue. So let me ask you, Attorney Colmenares, were there any impositions on you as they deliberate if you are going to be included in their slate?
Well, Vice President Lenny, because as I mentioned, it's her prerogative. We haven't spoken with her yet. No? So we've already clarified that we haven't endorsed any presidential candidate. And secondly, very important sa amin ang platform, no? So there was no direct message yet from the Vice President asking for any conditions so far, although she has not included me in her slate. We just wanted to explain kasi all of us, Carmina, all your listeners probably believe that before they vote for a candidate in the elections, the platform matters, di ba? I mean, even if you're a voter and you're not a candidate, hindi pwedeng, you know, marunong palang sumayaw or, you know, it's popular ka or so on. And then I'm okay to vote for you or to support for you. What is crucial is the platform itself. And I guess a lot of people understand, because that's a very reasonable position on the part of Makabayan. But before we come up with a decision, first we need to know your position in many things.
But isn't it very clear already at this point, Attorney Colmenares? I mean, here I am, I'm talking to you not just as a senatorial candidate. I'm also talking to you as chairman of Bayan Muna. Why isn't it that at this point, when some say it's very clear that Bayan Muna, the organization that you had, and also the Makabayan Bloc, these organizations haven't really endorsed anyone, when it is very clear, according to some, that the choice is quite clear at this point?
Well, actually, for us, in terms of public positionings of the vice president, we think there would be some unities with her. We just want to sit down with her and discuss with her personally also. For example, is she against contractualization? What does she mean by that? Is she against ENDO? Is she for a land reform? Our concept of land reform, for example, Carmina, is free distribution of lands to the farmers. The government pays for these lands. And we think that many countries actually gave their lands freely distributed the lands to the farmers without imposing on the farmers the need to pay it to the landlords, right? So for us, these are very crucial. I mean, candidates and public officials make general positions in public, and that's good. For example, Lenny said, I'm against EJK, of course, and so on, and for accountability. So we just want the formal discussion to be clear about what the position is. You see, it's very important for us, because when we go back to our constituents, we need to tell them really, because the issue here is not only what's in it for me as a candidate, but what's in it for them, for the Filipino people. It's very crucial. You know, we cannot just go to them and convince them, oh, you support this candidate. Why? Because, this candidate said so some time ago, right? So at least we can go to them and say, look, this is the position of this candidate. Or he or she believes that contractualization must go, for example, or that free distribution of land, or is it whatever issue, Carmina. So it's
Attorney Colmenares, I'm sorry to cut you there, but yes. Isn't it clear as well that there are, those are important issues.
Correct.
Make no mistake about it. But isn't it clear as well that at this point in time, here we are. It used to be that I can very well invite you to the studio, but you're in your car. I'm in my home. We're talking this way because of the pandemic. Yes. And isn't that the main issue right now? And hasn't the vice president really made this her issue as well? And having said that, what she's done in the past and recently and continues to do until now, isn't this clear to your organization?
Yes, it's clear that she has a different response from President Duterte's incompetent and inefficient COVID response. And we'd like to think that based on her response, it is very down to earth. She goes around and distributes vaccines. But you see, there are also finer details in a COVID response. Is it going to be fueled by loans and debts like Duterte is doing? Is it vaccine-centered, or does it also focus on mass testing? Does it also focus on contact tracing? So these are the things that need to be very clear, because we have the health sector in Macabayan, Carmina, and they also want answers from us. We're not saying that we're going to impose on any candidate that they will fulfill or at least agree with all of the platforms of Macabayan. We know how to meet people halfway. But what we're saying, we just wanted to be clear on what is the minimum, at least, that we can agree on, so we can go back to our constituents and really fire them up to campaign for this specific candidate. And unless we are clear with these platforms and issues, it is very difficult for us to just go to our constituents and tell them, you support this candidate because he or she has a very good pronouncements on the COVID response. The farmers are feeling the problem of the COVID, Carmina, but they're also feeling the problem of rice tariffication. So what is the position of the candidate with regards to rice liberalization? Is he or she going to allow the importation of rice and the poultry products, for example, and hogs to the Philippines, to the destruction of our agricultural sector? Well, that's very important for us. Mm-hmm. And you see, ulitin ko lang, all of us would like to see, especially if you're in a particular field, you'd like to see something for your own sector, whether you're a worker or farmer or women or indigenous people. So that's what's important. Anyway, Carmina, there is no reason not to discuss with us the platform. I'm sure the vice president would discuss platforms with other people as well. I don't know if she discussed it with the candidate she included in her slate, but there are certain candidates who would rather discuss platforms first before any discussion on whether you should be a part of the candidates that we endorse. And I think that's not unreasonable, Carmina.
I think here's
it's
the
very
thing,
reasonable
though,
if they can meet us.
Here's the thing, I'm going to have to ask you this as well. I mean, right now we're talking about Vice President Lenny Robredo. We're talking about if there is an alignment regarding the several issues that you mentioned. So I'm going to have to ask you, have you been also talking to the other candidates, in particular Mayor Isko Moreno, regarding his platform?
Yes, we discussed already with Mayor Isko and Manny Pacquiao their particular platforms. They have no written platforms yet. And that's a little difficult because, but from our discussion, we have minimum commonalities already in terms of their platform. So, you know, in that sense, we've advanced there somewhat. So I guess in the end, it's just VP Lenny. And we're happy that VP Lenny said that the 12 slate is still something we're considering with NERI as part of the possible consideration. And secondly, the acceptance, I guess, of the vice president. But yes, indeed, there is a need to discuss the platform. And I'm sure it could happen as, you know, in the next, I don't know, maybe next week or sometime very soon. I understand that the vice president is very busy, so we're not going to impose on that. And I'm saying there's no rush as of now, in the sense that there's still room for discussions. And that would weigh heavily, of course, on us, the issue of platform. And of course, the inclusion of the slate is an important aspect also for Makabayan, because that shows a recognition of the Makabayan also.
And that goes the same way for Manila Mayor Isko Moreno or even Senator Pacquiao?
Yes, we've talked with them and so far. So we need just to complete the slates, so to speak, to discuss also with at least the remaining presidential candidate that we consider as a possible candidate to support. We will not talk, of course, with Duterte and Marcos, definitely.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to that in a bit. But Senators Lacson and Soto, you've talked to them as well?
No, we haven't talked with them. And there are no signs actually of any efforts on both sides naman, to be fair to them. On both sides naman, to initiate talks with them. So, for us, so far as of now, while we are saying that... all candidates will oppose the candidates of Duterte and Marcos are, you know, possible positive forces here. So far, the camp of Vice President Lenny is the one who has actually sort of initiated, or we initiated also with them, the possibility of discussion and talking about the two issues I mentioned, the platform and, of course, the issue of the slate.
Attorney Colmenares, I'm going to be very honest with you. It's quite surprising that you're actually talking to Manila Mayor Isko Moreno, discussing platforms with him. In fact, it's also been widely known that during the process in Isambayan that the bloc supported Manila Mayor Isko Moreno. So the question is, why? Considering... Wait. The allegations against him, considering as well that he's been called as a secret candidate of this administration, and also his support for the Marcoses.
Well, in the first place, when we discussed with Senator Manny and Mayor Isko, that was long before October. That was at the time when Vice President Lenny was saying she will not run. So that's the time. Vice President Lenny only mentioned her running on October 7, I think. We have not spoken with Mayor Isko or Manny Pacquiao afterwards. Well, Manny Pacquiao, Senator Pacquiao, included me in his slate, and that was very good, and I welcome it, and I thank him even yesterday for that. So I don't think it is reasonable for us, especially at the time when the Vice President was saying was not very clear if she's running. But I think also not reasonable to tell us that we shouldn't be talking with other candidates because, that means the only one left is, Bongbong and Duterte. Well, to a certain degree, Senator Lacson. So I think that was, even Vice President Lenny was talking to them at the time. She spoke with Isko, she spoke with Manny Pacquiao. And I think we were very faithful to her call, the unification of the opposition. And for us, discussions with the very same people that she was talking to and to be forging a unified opposition is not really actually anathema to her position. In fact, I think we are very faithful to that call of the vice president for the unification of the opposition. So I don't see it. Well, we can't disagree with candidates, whether it's Manny Pacquiao is for Moreno. We can disagree with them. And we will tell them if we disagree with their positions on certain matter. But that is something that Makabayan and Pulse will stand for. And mm-hmm. and in this case, when we were talking with them at the time, as I mentioned a while ago, there was no inkling on our part that, in fact, the information that we got from people within even the public statements of those on the side of President Lenny, Vice President Lenny, was that she will not run, and she will run for a local position. We don't know. But the fact is, at the time, she was not saying she's going to run for the presidency at that time.
Mm. All right. Now, obviously, that unification didn't pan out in terms of the presidential bids, right? And this unification is now taking the form of in the senatorial slate. So I'm going to have to ask you, you know, a lot of people really were dumbfounded when, you know, there were shared candidates between and among the tandems of familiar names at that. Would you still want to be part of a slate that has shared candidates with other tandems?
Well, you see, I have already made my position when Vice President Lady did not include me in her slate. And my position was, it is and continues to be, it is the prerogative of the presidential candidate to select her senatorial bets. It is a right. I mean, Vice President Lenny said that I'm not included, but that's her prerogative, and I respect that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's in my place to tell the presidential candidates who they should not include. Maybe, as I mentioned, we can, of course, voice to the presidential candidate we support our misgivings, but that is something that this presidential candidate has to decide on, whether he or she will listen to us. It's something else beyond us already. Mm-hmm. So I guess we have to just respect that in the same way that we consider her choice of senatorial candidates as a right of the presidential bet. I'm sure she will also respect our position to, of course, also advocate that I be included in that Senate slate. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's how the situation goes right now.
Mm. And the situation that we have right now, Neri, is that some are really questioning, why you had to bring up the name of former Senator Antonio Trillanes as the one who was responsible for blocking you. If you say right now, you just told me right now that you respect the vice president's prerogative. And yet, a couple of days back, you just said that it was Senator Trillanes who blocked your inclusion.
Yes.
How do you reconcile both?
Yes, we were informed already by the camp of the vice president that I was being considered long time before October 8th, a week or so. Long time before she announced her slate, just 2 days ago or 3 days ago. So, and there was a mention already of the objector as a Senator Trillanes. Mm-hmm. When I issued my statement, when Vice President VP did not include me, I didn't mention Senator Trillanes. In fact, I just said, well, I don't really know. No, that's what we said. And then the next day, I saw in the interview of Senator Trillanes that he was vehemently objecting to Makabayan. But in the evening, when I was being interviewed by Christian, when he asked me, so what was the reason for your non-inclusion? And I said, I don't really know. Oh, I didn't even mention Senator Trillanes there. Because I don't want to, as I mentioned, it's her choice. And if she listened to Senator Trillanes, then that's her choice too. So I didn't even mention that. But if you look at the whole interview, Carmina, it was only much later when Christian said, really put that question to me. So who was the one who objected? I have to say, I was informed. That's what how I phrase it. I was informed. Sinabi sa akin, it's Senator Trillanes. But did I add anything there? No. I was just being matter of fact there. There was no intention really on my part to have this word war with Senator Trillanes, even if in the morning of that interview, he was already should we say, being really saying a lot of things against Makabayan. So just leave it at that.
So here's the thing, though.
I can be faulted for raising that because it's a factual issue. And mm-hmm. secondly, I was really trying to avoid it. If you look at everything I said after the presidential announcement versus senatorial candidates, I didn't mention that. And as I mentioned a while ago, I didn't even mention it. When Christian asked me what was the reason for your non-inclusions, I didn't mention Senator Trillanes at all because it is not to the interest of the opposition to be attacking each other.
Yeah.
So now our supporters in social media, both camps probably made a lot of statements against each other. But the focal point, Carmina, is this. The official statement of the candidates, the principles, is what matters. There's no way we can control followers. There's no way I can control that we want Neri. I mean, these are sentiments of people. And if for candidates and political parties and political leaders to be swayed by the opinions of followers in social media, that's a little bit. I think we would have a lot of problems if we make decisions along the way on the basis of the sentiments lang naman, no?
So, you know, Neri, this weekend, a lot of people were really looking forward to rest, no? Because of what happened last week.
Yes.
But it was quite noisy on social media. People didn't get to rest a lot because of what happened. But as I said a while ago, I'm talking to you not just as a senatorial candidate, but also as chair of Bayan Muna. You've also said that you talked before to the other presidential aspirants that ceased to happen after the declaration of Vice President Lenny Robredo. So let me ask you now, among all those that you've talked to, who could possibly get the endorsement of Makabayan? Who are you going to support?
Well, you see, as a senator candidate, we have processes within us. It's no different from Liberal Party and the other political parties. We're accountable to our constituents. We're accountable to our conventions and our assemblies. The Constitution and bylaws of political parties say that. So whatever my personal choice is of no moment, really. And for me to say anything here about possibilities without first discussing issues of platform will also be unfair, I think, to our constituents here. So my point is this, before Makabayan decides, we need to discuss a lot of things with presidential candidates. And for us, that's very important. And until and unless we have a clear picture of the various issues I just mentioned a while ago, then the Makabayan cannot really decide as of now. But let me be clear, having said that, we have not endorsed any presidential candidate. In fact, in a way, when I was asked, do you still think there is a unification of the opposition someday? I said, well, it's very difficult now because there are already, you know, exchanges between the candidates. But there is nothing wrong with trying to still go for that because Duterte and the Marcoses, they have all the resources and the machinery. And we need a lot of unity here to win that. So for me, that's what's one thing. The main issue in 2022 is that we end the tyranny and the dynasty of Duterte and, of course, the Marcos. And if in any way that we can achieve that, and a unified opposition, of course, is a major component of that, it is not unreasonable for any candidate to still continue that search. Who knows, during the campaign period, because of surveys, for example, a candidate will find that he or she has no chance of ever winning. Who knows? That candidate may say, well, okay, I'll support you. And I will sort of... It can happen, eh. But ang sinasabi ko lang, it's very difficult now. Mahirap na yon because of the statements and public pronouncements. I don't know.
But how will you, as a leader of your organization, Neri, lead your constituents to go above the noise and remain true and faithful to the principles that you stand by?
Yes, well, the platform is a major step, of course, and of course, the slates, major steps, Sean. With regards to the issue of unification, Makabayan has always been that. That's what we have been insisting all along. It has, and I think even our members recognize that. it will not be very difficult for the members of Makapana to be convinced that a unified opposition is necessary.
And so will you, I'm sorry to cut you here because we're running out of time. So will you make that call to your constituents to sort of tone down the rhetoric, lower down the temperature, to give sincere talks the platform to prosper?
Yes. In fact, I think what was yesterday or the night before, that we told at least those who are members of Makabayan, we cannot say tone it down, because we need to unify the opposition. So, and this kind of atmosphere is not conducive for that. And I would like to think that it's not as big as now as before, right? Because we actually instructed and advised our members and our, you know, sort of followers at least, na sige na, let's focus on Duterte and Marcos. Let's not focus on each other. Did I say anything against Senator Trillanes? If you look at all my statements, I didn't say anything except that question of Christian. I didn't even say anything against him, even if he continues to say something against us. So I think I have to set the tone to our members, and I think I did that talaga. In fact, let's look at the statement of Makabayan yesterday. We said, it is not true as to the statement of Senator Trillanes. But then the next sentence says, but we'd rather focus on the unification of the opposition. Did Makabayan say anything after that? Because I told Makabayan, let's not have this. This is just for the benefit of the Marcoses and the Duterte. So, and that was the statement they published. And I think candidates should look at the official statements and not be led astray by any other consideration except the statement. And I guess the statement of Makabayan yesterday, wherein we didn't even mention Senator Trillanes, we just said it's not true, but we'd rather focus on the unity, that already shows our disposition. Na tapusin na muna to. Let's focus on Duterte and Marcos. And I hope the others would also think that way, so that at least we can move on and focus on what is the job at hand.
We're going to have to leave it at that. Attorney Nery Colmenares, senatorial candidate there and also chairman of Bayamuna. Thank you, Nery. Really appreciate you coming to the program. Take care. Keep safe.
Thank you.
Maraming salamat. And that'll do it for today. Yes, it's just a Monday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Carmina Constantino. If you want to revisit today's episode, Dateline Philippines podcast is on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Playback this newscast too on ANC's YouTube channel and on ANC 24/7 on Facebook. Keep safe. Keep it here on the news channel.